坐。这个我先有几项事情先加教会的先报告一下，就是刚才我们提到，就是我们7月2号到9号短宣队到台湾大村这个地方。
We're sending a short-term mission team to Taiwan this summer.
这个台湾的嘉义大村这个国中这个地方。
They're going to 嘉义大村。And do some mission work in a 学校
middle school. Yeah, 我们一定要为他们祷告。
We must pray for them.
Yeah, 去为他们每一位，一共有9位去的，我们为他们每一位都要祷告。
We need to pray for each one of them. There will be 9.
那也很高兴，昨天下午我们姐妹们他们给这个Annie, Jack 和 Annie 他们有一个 baby shower 的一个时间。
We joyfully throw a baby shower to
Annie and Jack.
Annie and Jack yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, 是一个很欢喜的一个时间。
It was a joyful time.
我们今年怀孕的姐妹们有4位哈，有4位哈，我们感谢主。
Sisters in our church. Who are pregnant right now?
我们需要生养众多。
We need to multiply.
那昨天早上我们在Tony 的餐厅里面，我们有一个 men's group.
And we held a men's group meeting at Tony's restaurant yesterday morning.
我们谢谢 Chris 和 Tony 他们这个整个这个 program 里进行了大概两年左右的时间。
We thank Brother Chris and Tony. They have fervently served in this fellowship for about 2 years.
非常好的一个教材。
Very good teaching place.
我们鼓励我们的弟兄们，你们可以在网上可以下载。
And the material they are using can be found on the internet.
整个的过程可以让我们学习怎么样做一个男人。
The whole process could teach us how to be a man.
是一个能够合神心意的一个男人。
How to be a man that will be after God's heart.
昨天是这个课程的最后的一课。
Yesterday we had the last lesson.
下一次我们可能会开始，他们可能会开始一个门徒训练的课程。
Next year, next month they will start the new curriculum.
希望我们弟兄们能够鼓励大家去参加。
And I encourage the brothers to attend.
好，我们一起的来做一个祷告。
Let's all pray together.
主，我们谢谢你给我们在这里能够一起的聚集，一起来敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity in gathering together and worship you this morning.
我们为我们中间的祖父父亲们，我们献上祷告。
We want to pray for all the fathers and the grandfathers.
求主你赐下你的智慧和你的能力，帮助我们的父亲们。
Please give them the wisdom.
能够在家里面能够做一个合你心意的一个爸爸。
So they can be the father that is after your heart in their family.
合你心意的一个祖父。
The grandfather that is after your heart.
我们感谢你，我们有天上的阿爸父。
We thank you for letting us have a father in heaven.
你供应我们一切的需要，你关怀我们每一件的事情。
You provide us with everything we need, and you care for us.
我们感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
求你带领我们以下的分享正道的时间。
Please lead us through today's worship.
愿主你自己圣灵与我们同在。
May your Holy Spirit be with us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
求你听我们的祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
May you listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
父亲节啊，我们每一年我们都过父亲节嘛。
Every year we celebrate Father's Day.
好像父亲节没有上个月的母亲节那么受重视啊。
But the Father's Day has never been so important as Mother's Day.
我们每一次母亲节要送礼物的时候，送花。
Mother's Day we give flowers to mothers.
我们可能还有其他的礼物。
And many other presents.
但是我们到了父亲节的时候，我们有时候只是会在想到底要送什么。
But when it comes to the Father's Day.Sometimes we are thinking, what am I going to give to my father?
想不出什么。
I can't, we cannot think of.
所以可能什么也没有送。
So at the end, we may not give our fathers anything.
所以我们就是祝贺我们的父亲，父亲节快乐。
So we can only greet our fathers and say Happy Father's Day to them.
感谢主哈，我们自己的儿女们，他们有时候会送我们一些礼物。
Thank God, our children sometimes may give us a gift.
所以今天早上在六点我就收到我女儿打来电话。
So I received a phone call from my daughter at 6 o'clock this morning.
她说祝你父亲节快乐。
And she said, wish you a happy Father's Day.
但是我想这个心里很高兴，但是好像还缺少了些什么东西嘛。
I'm very happy that she calls, but I feel like there's still something lacking.
可能在信箱里面有那个 Father's Day 那个 Happy Father's card 啊。
I think there might be a card sitting in our mailbox.
如果住的跟儿女们住的近的话，通常我们就大家吃一顿饭。
If we have our children living close.And we might have dinner with them.
庆祝一下父亲节。
To celebrate Father's Day.
所以在我小的时候印象中间小学、中学的时候，我觉得我的父亲是一个比较严肃的一个父亲。
When I was young, when I was in the elementary school or in the middle school, I remember that my dad was a pretty
比较严肃
serious person.
没有听他说过儿子啊，我爱你。
I never heard he said, "Son, I love you."
可能称赞的时候也不多。
And he did not even praise me a lot.
但是你知道他爱你。
But I can tell he loves me.
但是因为他那个年代，他们所这个整个他们所受的这个传统的影响，对于孩子来讲，他们愿意保持一个好像是一个严父的一个角色。
Because in his generation, under the tradition and the way they were taught, they wanted to maintain their father's position.
所以从来没有听过他跟我讲说我爱你。
So I never heard him say he loved me.
但是当然我的父亲，我会跟他学习一些其他的生活上的一些很多的东西。
Certainly, I have learned a lot from my father.
那时候我们骑脚踏车链条掉了，你就要学习怎么修那个脚踏车链子，对吧？
During that time, we rode bicycles all the time.
家里这个房子有破损，或是屋顶被台风吹垮了以后，你要跟着父亲一起把它牵回来，再摆上去。
So we learned how to fix the bicycle from him, and when typhoon came to damage the house, we learned from him how to repair.
所以父亲来讲，可以跟他学的东西是很多。
So there are many things that we could learn from our fathers.
但是你渐渐长大就觉得，哎，好像有些事情你也会了。
But as you grow up, you might find out that you automatically you picked up some skills without their teaching.
父亲虽然是我的父亲，虽然严肃，但是他很少处罚我们。
My father may not show his love very often to us, but he didn't punish us very often.
不过，如果他生气很生气的时候，或是我们做错事的时候，他就会体罚我们。
But when he was really angry because we made a mistake sometimes, he might punish us.
我也是有一次，我记得印象很深，就是他生气的时候，然后我刚好在家里，然后他回来了，下班回来了。
And I remember one time, he was in bad mood when he came back from work.
所以他就生气了，就说我要拿这个皮带来打你。
For some reason he was angry. He wanted to punish me. He wanted to hit me with a belt.
他真的只打了一下啊。
And he only hit me once.
所以我感觉到年轻的时候那个父亲他严肃，然后虽然知道他爱我，但是好像也供应我们的需要，但是就觉得说好像他那个爱好像不是那么样的很深的一个爱我。
So I knew that my father loved us and he provided us, but for some reason I couldn't feel his love very deeply.
所以我不知道我们都有父亲，那么你对你的父亲的感受是什么？
So we all have fathers, but how do you feel about your father?
你对你的父亲的印象是什么？
What memories or impressions you have?
是不是有时候我们或多或少会感觉不到父亲对我们的爱？
More or less, sometimes we may not be able to feel their loves.
但是我们感谢主，我们在圣经上有圣经的话语，有这一段圣经告诉我们说父亲的爱是什么。
Well, we are so appreciated that we could learn about the Father's life from Bible.
我们就来看看今天这段经文。
So let's read through the scriptures again.
刚才我们已经读过这段经文了。
We just read through these scriptures.
那么在这一段路加福音十五章里面讲到了三个的比喻。
There are three parables given in Luke chapter 15.
那么第一个就是失羊的比喻。
The first one is the parable of the lost sheep.
一到七节。
It's from verse 1 through 7.
第二个就是失钱的比喻。
The second is the parable of the lost coin.
那么最后一个就是浪子的比喻。
And lastly, the parable of the lost son.
那么我们看到中文圣经里面翻的时候，他把这个翻作浪子的比喻。
And in Chinese version of the Bible, it translates the parable of the lost son to be the parable of the prodigal son.
那么如果我们只看这个题目的话，我们觉得说好像这中间的主角就是那位浪子。
If we only pay attention to the topic of my servant, we might mistake that the main character in the story is the prodigal son.
但是其实我们知道他是主角之一没有错，但是还有一个儿子。
He is one of the important characters, all right, but we learn that the father has another son.
那么一个是离家出走，那么又回来家里。
One son ran away from the home, and the other just stayed in the home with his father.
那么大儿子他就守在家里，跟着他的父亲。
The older son stayed in the family and with his father.
那么这浪子的比喻里面，我们可以看到这一段从十一节到三十二节，第十一节到十六节主要是讲到小儿子为主的故事。
Chapter 15 verse 11 through 16 is telling the story about the younger son, and the younger one seems to be the main character in this section.
那么十七到二十四是讲到有关以父亲为主。
And from 17 through 24, it talks about father.
那么最后这一段25到32是讲到大儿子为主的。
And the verse 25 through 31, 32 is telling the story about the older son.
那么我们今天就专门来专注这一段经文，就是17到24节以父亲为主的这段经文。
We'll be focusing on the verses from 17 to 24 this morning.
那么当然也有人认为这个故事最重要的角色就是这位父亲了。
You may think that the most important character in this story will be the father.
因为父亲他的恩慈，所以他的这个浪子能够回到家里来。
Because of his kindness and the mercy that the prodigal son could return to the home.
那我们把这整个这段经文把它分作三个部分。
I'm going to divide these scriptures into three groups.
那么第一个就是讲到儿子他回想起父亲的慈爱和他的慷慨。
The first outline is focusing on the younger son who remembered his father's mercy and the generosity.
那么第二个就是谈到父亲他用饶恕宽宏来接纳他这个悔改的儿子。
And second, the father accept his repentant son with his forgiveness.
那么最后一段我们就看到父亲他欢喜的庆祝这个死而复活失而又得的儿子。
And thirdly, the father joyfully celebrated his son who was lost and he has been found.
我们大部分都读过这个路加福音十五章这个整个这个故事。
Many of us have read the story about this parable.
因为我们要从十四节开始讲，所以我们就把前面十一到十六节小儿子的故事简单的描述一下。
Because we're focusing on the verses from 17 to 24, so I want to briefly mention what the younger son did.
当小儿子他要求与父亲分家产，收拾一切的所有，就往远方去了。
When the younger son asked his father to give him what he was supposed to inherit, he gathered all his belongings and ran away.
他就在那个远方的地方，他就愿意放荡，消耗了他所有的钱财，然后遇上饥荒，他就沦为这个放猪的去了。
In a remote area, he wasted all his money and ended up being so hungry that he even wanted to steal the food from the pigs.
在他最绝望的时刻，他恨不得拿那猪吃的那个豆荚来充饥。
And during his most desperate time, he even wanted to fill his stomach with the pots that the pigs are eating.
但是即使这样，他也没有人给他吃。
But even with such a low demand, nobody wants to give him any food.
所以这是小儿子他前面到十六节为止的整个经文所讲的内容。
So this is a description of the situation of the younger son.
所以我们来看从十七节以下，我们现在讲到第一个就是他刚才我们讲了儿子回想起父亲的慈爱和慷慨。
And starting with verse 17, it described that the younger son, when he came to his senses, and he started remembering how merciful his father was.
好，我们来看十七节到十九节，我们一起来读这三节经文。
Let's read the 17 through 19 again.
预备来，他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，到我父亲这什么？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说：父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。”从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当做一个故宫吧。所以在他这么样的凄惨的一个光景中间，他终于的觉悟过来了。
So in such a sad situation, he finally came back to his senses.
他决定要到回到他父亲那里去。
He decided to go back to home.
向父亲悔改认错，然后承认自己的罪，寻求父亲的宽恕。
To acknowledge his mistakes to his father and repent and seek for his father's forgiveness.
他甚至愿意当他父亲的一个雇工。
He was even willing to be a hired man for his father.
也好比也胜过他一个人孤苦在天涯海角想要挣扎的能够喂饱肚子。
And that would be much better than his situation at that time. He was struggling to even get the food to fill up his empty stomach.
所以这里我们看到他就醒悟过来了。
So he finally came back to his senses.
与父亲他所雇佣的雇工比他生活都要好。
Because the truth is, the fact is, his father's servants are living a better life than he is.
他在这里忍饥挨饿，吃不饱，和猪来争食，这个是何等愚蠢的一个事情。
He is suffering from the hungry, and the hunger, and even at, to the point that he had to fight for food with the pigs.
所以他决心心里想说我要到父亲那里去认错。
So he decided he was going back to home and to acknowledge his mistakes to his father.
说我已经得罪了天，罪恶滔天了。
So he wanted to say to his father, I have sinned against the heaven and I have sinned against you.
也得罪了父亲，他不配做他父亲的儿子。
And he is unworthy to be his father's son.
请求他父亲把他当作一个雇工。
And beg his father to accept him to be one of his servants.
因为他记起来他父亲家里那些雇工都吃得还不错。
Because he remembered how good those servants are eating.
而且他们有足够的口粮可以吃，而且吃饱有余。
They all have enough food to eat.
但是看看他自己，现在已经饿得快要死了。
And on the other hand, when he looked back on himself, he is almost dying from hunger.
那你从这段经文中间，就让我们认识到他这个父亲是怎么样的一个父亲。
So from what he said at that time, we can learn about this father.
那小的雇工他们就是做一天工，然后就算一天的钱。
The hired men are some people who work for the daily wages.
他们赚的钱比他们家里的仆人是要少一些的。
The hired men make less.Than the servants in the household.
因为仆人他有饭吃，那么又可以住在家里。
Because the servants, not only can eat at home, they can only live in the home with the father.
虽然雇工他的条件也不是那么好，但是比这个小儿子他要过得好多了。
The hired man, may not have.Better treatment than the servants, but at that time their situation is much better than that the younger.
所以他父亲付给这些雇工有足够的钱，让他们能够生活。
His father are paying enough money to the hired man so they can live a good life.
就是他们每天的所需要的还有些剩余。
They are making enough to support their life and have left.
所以他的父亲，他记起来，他的父亲是这么一个有慈爱又慷慨的一个人。
So now he remembered how kind his father is.
这是他过去在家中所经历到的，看到的。
That's what he has seen when he was home.
所以他要回去找他的父亲。
So he decided he wanted to go back home and see his father.
因为他知道他父亲是一个慈爱慷慨的一个人。
Because he remembered how kind and generous his father is.
那么我就想到说，我的父亲啊，刚才我提到没有那么感受到他的爱的时候。
So I remember my father. I couldn't sense his love.
但是到我大概高中的时代的时候，有一次我有一个手术。
But I remember during my high school year, I have to take a surgery.
是这个手术的时候，我必须要住院。
I had to be hospitalized.
住了好几天。
I have to stay in the hospital.
所以我的父亲就到医院来照顾我。
So my father came to take care of me in the hospital.
那么他帮我扶我起来，扶我上厕所，然后扶我吃东西，然后扶我躺下去睡觉。
He helped me with getting up the bed, going to the bathroom, and getting back to the bed.
那当你动过手术以后，通常第一个、第二个晚上有时候很难睡，非常痛的时候，那么刚好就父亲就在我的旁边。
You may understand during the first.2 days after surgery, how painful I was.
所以从那一段的经验中间，我就感受到，哇，父亲他是这么样的爱我，愿意照顾我。
So from that incident, I really experienced my father's love and how he took care of me.
所以从那个时候开始，我对父亲的观感就改变了。
So.Starting from that point, I changed my mind, my impression about my father.
所以我们做父亲的，我们怎么样让我们的儿女能感受到我们对他的爱？
So how can we as father to let our children feel our love?
儿女们他们最需要的是什么？
Father, what they need the most?
那么他最需要的就是你能够跟他在一起。
They need you to be with them.
特别是在小的时候他成长的过程。
Especially during their growth, during their growing time.
同样我们看到这里从儿子的角度来看。
And on the other hand, from the son's point of view,
如果我们跟我们的父亲的关系没有那么好的时候
，If we don't have such a good relationship with our father，
我们怎么样来学习这个浪子他怎么样回转到他父亲那里
？How can we learn from this prodigal son how to turn our relationship around with our father？
所以我们必须要跟我们父亲能够有好的沟通。
We must have good communications with our fathers.
我们必须要承认我们自己的错的地方。
We must acknowledge our mistakes.
不止父亲，我们需要花时间在儿女的身上。
Not only that, the fathers must spend the time with children.
我们儿女也必须要常常想到花时间在父亲母亲的身上。
The children also need to think about spending time with your father.
那我两个女儿都大了。
Both my daughters are grown up.
有时候你那些朋友需要说，哎呀，我们吃饭，然后把你儿女女儿都带来哈。
Sometimes when we are invited to our friends' feast, they always tell us to bring our daughters with us.
但是有时候女儿她们就怎么讲？
How our daughters respond?
她说：“爸妈，那是你们的朋友，你们的事嘛。”
And they would say, "Well, they are your friends, so this feast, this invitation, are for you."
所以他们就不是很愿意去。
So they.Are not so willingly to come with us.
但是我们愿意跟他提出，跟他教导说，这是我们家的一个整个的活动。
But I try to tell them, this is the activity. This is of our whole family.
所以我们年轻人，我们在父母亲，当我们需要跟我们一起花时间的时候，你就必须花时间跟父母亲在一起。
So the children, when your parents want to spend the time with you, and you should make an effort to spend the time with them.
所以圣经上讲说，我们要尊荣我们的父母。
So Bible tells us to honor our parents.
当你愿意花时间跟父母在一起的时候，你就是尊荣你的父母。
When you are willing to spend the time with your parents, you are actually honoring them.
第一个我们想到第一个部分，儿子他回想起父亲他的慈爱和慷慨。
In first outline, we talk about that the prodigal son remembered his father's love and the generosity.
我们看第二个部分，父亲他以饶恕来接纳他的悔改的儿子。
In second point, the father forgives and accepts his.
15章20到21节我们一起来念。
Verse 21 and 20 and 21, let's read it together.
预备来。于是起来，这段经文告诉我们说，这个父亲他一直在等候自己每天牵挂的小儿子能够回来。
In these two Bible verses, we learned that the father has been waiting for his younger son to come back home.
虽然相离这个距离还很远，但是父亲就看见了这个儿子回来了。
When his son was still a long way off, the father already saw him coming.
那么这个父亲他就对自己的儿子就蛮有那个怜悯。
So the father was filled with compassion.
这里讲动了慈心。
It says he was filled with compassion for him.
那么这份慈心，这份怜悯，就让他跑去迎接和拥抱，并主动饶恕他的儿子。
This love and this compassion, motivated the father to run towards the son and embrace him.
他放下父亲的尊严。
He put down his dignity.
主动地走到那位曾经伤害他和得罪他的儿子的面前。
And run to the son that has sinned against him.
那个儿子还没有开口向他认错了。
Even before the son opened his mouth to confess.
他就主动地拥抱着他，然后并和他亲嘴。
He threw his arms around him and kissed him.
这里说连连的亲嘴。
And it says here, the father kissed the son continuously.
他没有说一句责备他的话。
He never say anything to scold him.
这个父亲他完全饶恕而且接纳了他儿子。
He fully forgives his son and accepted his.
那么看到这个儿子他没有给父亲这些举动吓到了哈。
But the son was not scared off by his father's action.
那么他就开始向他父亲来认罪。
Then he started acknowledging his mistakes and ask for forgiveness.
不过他还没有说完，就是还没有表达他不配做父亲的儿子。
But before he finished, and before he even had a chance to say to his father, he is no longer worthy to be his son.
他本来想要要求当一个雇工就好了。
He got his mind to ask his father to accept him as his hired man.
那么他的话就被他父亲已经打断了。
But his father cut him off.
他的父亲已经完全能够饶恕他。
His father already forgave him completely.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，当我们遇到这种设身处地的时候，你是会怎么做呢？
So brothers and sisters, if you were in father's shoe, what would you do?
这里没有提到说父亲很生气哈。
You never say mention anything about the father's anger here.
他所有的只是他很高兴的能够看到这个儿子失而复得。
All we see is how joyfully he takes his son back. Forgive him.
他不会再追究这个浪子他过的过去。
He never look back how his son has sinned against him.
他完全饶恕并接纳这个悔改的儿子。
He forgives him and accepts him.
完全的饶恕容不容易啊？
Fully forgiving him. Isn't that easy to do?
我们每一个做父亲的，我们的孩子，我们有没有完全的饶恕他，完全的接纳他呢？
Fathers, have you fully forgive your children's, your son's mistakes and accepted them back?
每一个孩子他可能的每一个的性向通常都是不一样的。
All children have different personalities and characters.
如果家里面有两个、三个、四个小孩的话，
If you have three or four children at home,
你不能说第一个我就照书本养就好了。
You cannot raise the first one by book.
第二个就照第一个养就好了。
And raise the second one just like the first one.
如果在第三个随便养养都可以养大了。
And easily raise the third one.
每一个都不一样。
Every one of them is different.
可能有的你就是在他有些行为上面，或是有些动作上面，或是他的反应上面，你就不能够接纳他。
And maybe one of your children is so hard for you to understand or accept their deeds.
有没有有时候我们会觉得对这个孩子讲这个话，然后回来再跟这个孩子讲的时候，你就觉得那话好像很难出口，怕讲出来这个另外那个孩子觉得你偏心。
You may say something to one children and then turn around you find it's so hard for you to say the same thing to the other.
所以我们对每一个孩子，我们就是要像天父上帝一样，我们是完全的接纳，无条件的爱他。
So we should unconditionally accept every one of our children, just like our father accept us.
所以做父亲的容不容易啊？
So is it easy to be a father?
要有完全能够接纳，还有无条件的爱你的孩子。
You must have the ability to fully forgive.
当我们的关系能够摆正的时候，
When we have the right relationship with our children,
我们就会发觉父子之间的关系会越来越亲密的感觉。
We will see our relationship with our sons will be getting better and better.
所以第三个部分我们看到父亲欢喜庆祝失而又得的儿子。
So in the third point that we see the father joyfully celebrates his son.
好，我们
lost and has been found.
好，我们一起来念22到24节最后三节，请。
Let's read the 22 through 24 one more time.
请。所以这里我们看到父亲他接纳这个浪子重回到家里来。
So in this verses we learn that the father take his son back.
那么父亲对于这个儿子他已经饶恕他了。
He already forgive his son.
那么就看到这边有一连串他所做的一些行动。
And he start taking some action.
他为他回家的儿子准备了四样的东西。
He has prepared the four things for this lost son.
准备了他的外袍，准备了戒指，准备了鞋，还有肥牛肚。
The rope, the ring, the scandal, and the fat calf.
这里我们就看出来，这个父亲，他这个慈爱的父亲，他了解到儿子的真正的需要。
So, this father, merciful father.He understands what his son needs.
这个外袍就要让他儿子重新有那个他又回有个那尊严再做成他的儿子。
The robe, means the status. The father stored his son's status and his dignity in his house.
那么这个戒指也是肯定他的一个身份。
And the ring is also a symbol of the status.
那么给他鞋子穿，表示说只有儿女他们可以穿鞋子。那么这些奴隶的，他们需要到他们被释放自由的时候才能穿鞋子。
And he only gives the scandals to his sons. So the scandal meaning the father has accepted.This prodigal son to be his son again.
那么我们看到二十三节说把肥牛肚牵来宰了。
And they killed the calf, the fat calf.
这个肥牛肚不只是能够满足这个儿子他非常饥饿的这个需要。
The meat of the calf can not only fill his son's empty stomach.
也是一个庆祝宴席的一个食物。
But also, the food they use in the celebration.
那么在这个后面的意义就是告诉这些人不仅他是这次告诉这些其他的人，他再次的能够接纳这个他做他的儿子。
And
接纳这个儿子。
After all, the father did all this.To show his acceptance of his son,
恢复他应该有的那个地位。
He restored the status of the son.
因为当他当初跟他分家产以后，那么其实这个儿子就等于是已经走了，已经死掉了呀。
Because in reality, when this prodigal son asked his father to give him his inheritance.And he already separated himself from the family.
所以这个慈父的这个爱和关怀，让他知道小儿子他真正的一个需要。
But the love and the care of this merciful father is accepting his son back to his house.
而这小儿子他确实需要父亲的接纳和肯定。
And this son.Is actually need his father's acceptance and acknowledgement.
所以我们做父母的有没有无条件的来接纳我们的儿女
？So do we as parents unconditionally accept our children?
我们的天父上帝他接纳我们。
Our Father in heaven has accepted us.
他肯定我们这些罪人能够。 跟他成为他的儿女。
He declared us as a sinners, to be his children.
所以我们做父亲的，我们要怎么样能够完全接纳我们的儿女
？So how, as fathers, should do to accept our children?
那么作为一个父亲的话，在家里面啊，最重要的是什么呢
？So being a father, what's the most important thing you need to do in your house?
当然有很多不同的一些说法。
Many have different viewpoints.
但是我们可以看到有两点事情是蛮重要的。
But I think there are two things that are important.
就是父亲在家中是做那个属灵领袖。
First, the father is the spiritual leader in the house.
因为新约告诉我们说，我们彼得前书说，我们是有君尊的祭司。
The first Peter.Teaches us that we are the respectable priest.
所以父亲，我们是家里的属灵的领袖。
So the fathers are the spiritual leaders in the house.
所以我们不能把属灵的领袖这个责任能够忽略掉。
We cannot ignore.Our responsibilities, to be the spiritual leader.
所以这是神他所托付给父亲的，就是他在家里是属灵的领袖。
Because this is the responsibility that God has entrusted the fathers.
所以，当我们父亲没有能够照神托付我们的去做的时候
，if A father failed to do what God entrusted him to.
那么我们可以看到，我们的孩子他可能在这个属灵上面，他也不见得有兴趣。
Then we may find that the children may lost interest in becoming spiritual.
也就是他可能跟你到教会来。
In other words.They may come to the church with you.
因为他不但是在来到教会，他可能也参加一些活动。
Because they come to the church to join to attend some activities.
但是因为他看见父亲并不是做那个神所托付的属灵领袖的时候，他对属灵的事情可能也不是那么认真。
It may be because they have seen the fathers not doing what God entrusted them to do at home. So they may not be so interested in spiritual things at the church.
所以感谢主，我们有很多的父亲是在家里，真的是神所托付我们做一个属灵的领袖。
So I thank God because many fathers are doing.There are jobs at home as a spiritual leader.
所以如果我们还没有能够接受神给我们这个托付，好好来做一个家里的属灵的领袖的话
，If we have not take God's trust seriously in our home,
我们一定要在这个部分要祷告，要寻求神的心意。
We must pray and start seeking for God's will.
所以第一个，我们在家里是要做这个属灵的领袖。
So first thing that the fathers must be the spiritual leaders in your house.
第二个，我们要爱你的妻子。
And second, you must love your wives.
你必须要爱你的太太。
You must love your wife.
而且是无条件的爱你的太太。
Unconditionally love your wife.
因为父母彼此的相爱。
Because the love between you and your wife.
就是给儿女最好的礼物。
Is the best gift that you can give to your children.
所以我们做父亲的要知道，我们必须爱我们的妻子。
So the fathers, you must know that you have to love your wife.
当你愿意无条件的爱你的配偶的时候
，When you are willing to unconditionally love your wife,
就像当初你要追她的时候，所有的都是完美的。
Just like when you are in love, you see everything so good about your wife.
确实，当我们的结婚的年日越久了以后，我们发觉，哇，这真是神我们预备最好的一个，没有第二个。
The longer we are married, and the clearer that you may see that your wife is the best gift God gave to you.
所以我们要爱我们的妻子。
So we should love our wife.
我们在八月五号和七号有一个恩爱夫妇营。
We will have a
marriage enrichment retreat.
Marriage enrichment camp in August.
五号到七号。
From August 5th to August 7th.
我们还有名额。
There are still some vacancies.
欢迎你赶快报名。
And you are welcome to register.
所以我们今天这一段圣经告诉我们说，这个浪子他回头是因为是他的父亲的慈爱。
So we learned from today's story that the prodigal son changed his mind and returned back home.Is because of his father's love.
父亲能饶恕来接纳这个儿子。
The reason that the father is able to forgive and accept take his son back.
父亲能够来欢喜的来庆祝他重新的得到这个儿子。
The father, who can joyfully celebrate his son's back.
那我们看到说在这里的比喻中间，那么这个儿子他是一个真诚的悔改。
And we learned that the son has truly confessed, repent.
当他到父亲那里去的时候，他完全靠信靠他父亲的，依赖他父亲的一个怜悯。
When he was returning to his father, he was relying on his father's mercy.
他完全的能够谦卑承认他只有恳求父亲的帮助。
He humbled himself completely and seek for his father's forgiveness.
这就是他能够回转，能够归向神。
That is the reason why he could turn around and go back to God.
所以这里我们看到在前面在这个路加福音五章三十一到三节也说过，基督来是要招罪人悔改。
第几章？
五章三十一三十。
Luke chapter 5 verse 三十一是不是？
Yeah, 三十一到三十。
Verse 31 and 32 it says, Jesus answered them, it is not the...healthy who need a doctor, but the sick.
所以这个整个故事可以比喻说我们天上的父跟我们的一个关系了。
So the whole story actually resembled our relationships with our Father in heaven.
那我们晓得说在这里我们看到等候着这个我们能够归向基督。
If you are waiting, and you will be able to be accepted by Christ.
那么我们晓得神他也是一位能够医治我们灵性的一个伟大的医生。
And we all know that our God is also a great doctor who can heal us.
也是迫不及待的希望我们能够在能够回到这个家庭重聚，一起来欢喜快乐。
He can't wait for us to go back to him and have a joyful celebration in his house.
如果你还没有认识这位上帝，
if you have not known about this God,
还没有来信靠这位天父，
if you have not believed in this God in heaven,
借着耶稣基督，我们可以跟天父恢复那个和好的关系。
Through Jesus Christ, we can have a good relationship with our Father again.
巴不得你能够，如果你还没有，你能够做这样的一个决定。
If you haven't, we hope that you can make a right decision.
因为我们的天父连续他的儿女。
Because our Father has mercy on his children.
也能够连续那些到他面前来的人。
And he has mercy on anyone who wants to come to him.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.